Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Me'ila, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is bringing learning Maseches Esther Bas Rachel, Shish Bezeichet Fan Rezivik Hagun, Bikarav Mamish. And we keep discussing things that loinenin, but loinmoilin, meaning you're not going to benefit from them because they do have some sort of element of Kedusha to them. However, if one does benefit, they're not over Me'ila because it's not really full-fledged Hekdesh. Now this Mishnah discusses a Nazir. We know at the end of a person's Nazir's period, he has to bring three Karbanos, Oyla, Chatas, and Shlamim. Now the Shlamim is unique in two different dinim. First of all, it's brought with 40 Lechamim, 40 breads, 10 are chametz, 30 are matzah, and also, as opposed to a regular shlamim, which is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and a night, the shlamim of a nazir is only allowed to be eaten for one. So now, knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, a mafresh mazal nazirusai, if a person designated money to be used for the karbanos of his nazir, but he didn't say what that money was for, he didn't say this is for the ayla, that's for the chat, this is for the shlamim, it's just a whole pile of money. So loy nenin, one's lechatchila not allowed to benefit from it, but loy mailin, one's not ever meeting with it either, if he does benefit and does use it. And why is that? Menesha hein ru'in lovely kulan shlamim, because all this money that he has could technically be used for a shlamim, even though he was planning on using it for three separate karbanos, since it could be used all for a shlamim, and shlamim he's not over me'ila on until after the shechita, so that's why he's not going to be over me'ila if he actually uses it. But again, we have his din drabanan, lechatchila, no being nana from it. Now let's say mace, this fellow died before this money was used. So here it depends. Hayu stumin, if it was stam, which means like we had said before, he didn't say that this is for the oilo, this is for the shlamim, this is for the chatas, it's just a whole pile of money. So you pull a nadava, it all goes to a nadava box, and that's used to purchase karbanos oilo from the mizbeach. Now let's say it was specified there were, let's say, three piles of money, and it was clear this one for the oila, this is for the chatas, and this is for the shlamim. So what do we do with this? The money that was designated for the chatas has to be put into the Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea, and that's because it's no different than a chatas shmesu ba'aleil. And if we had an animal here, it would have to be left to die, and therefore the money is put in the Yam HaMelech. We can't use it at all. However, loy nen v'loy ma'alin, one cannot benefit from it l'chatchila, but if he does, he's not over me'ila. That's because it doesn't really have kedusha to it. Now the next stage is demei oila. What about the money that was designated for the oila? Yaviu oila, the yarshim of the nazir bring an oila with it. Umaylin bahen, one could be ever meal with it because as regular kedusha. And udemei shlamim, the money was designated for the shlamim. Yaviu shlamim, they should bring carbon shlamim. And v'nechalim liyom echad, it's eaten only for one day, like a shlam of a nazir. Ve'inatunim lechem, but it does not need bread because that's only brought by the nazir himself. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel with more dinim. Rabbi Shmuel says hadam, blood of a carbon, kal betchilasai v'chamer besayfai. We're makel with it. We're lenient with its din in the beginning, but we're more chamer at the end. Va'nesachim chayim betchilasan ve'kal b'sayfan nesachim, which is wine that's poured on the mizbeach, the part of the mincha of a carbon is called minchas nesachim. So we're machmer with it in the beginning and we're mekel with it at the end. Now we explain hadam betchila, blood in the beginning, meaning before zrika, before sprinkled on the mizbeach, ain ma'alin bay, one's not able to be ever meal with it. And this is based off of Joshua and Pasuk. It's only yatzal nechal kidroin, once it flows out to the Kidroin Valley, which is basically where a lot of liquids and bloods and whatnot from the base of mikdash would flow out to. So after it was poured on the mizbeach and went through the channel, the ama that brought it out to Nachal Kidroin, then Mailin by one is able to be ever meal with it. That's only a din d'rabanan, because at the end of the day, the avoida was done with it. And as we know from previous Mishnayos, once the avoida is done with the carbon, it's not called Kaji Hashem anymore. So midiraisa, you can't be ever meal with it, but midrabanan, one still is ever meal with this blood. So that's where we see a kul in the beginning, but a chumra at the end. And here's the other way around. Hanesachim, when it comes to the wine, batchila Mailin bahen, originally before the poured on the mizbeach, one is over mila with it because it's considered kach Hashem. It's part of a carbon. Whereas yatzal shitin, once they go down to the shitin, which is like a chamber underneath the mizbeach, that's where they flow to once they're poured on the mizbeach. Ain mailin behen, one is not over mila with them because havoid is already done. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up from Amishad Dalar and Hay, continuing with more discussions of loinen and vloy mailin. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.